Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, January 31st, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Calls to arrest the sixth. Seven people murdered over this. Lowe's figured out how to stop shoplifters. And how many people are living paycheck to paycheck? It's all coming up. And then Bill will be back with the message of the day. But first, activists are calling for the sixth Memphis police officer to be arrested, charged with a crime. If you've seen the videos in the very beginning of the interaction with Tyree Nichols, there's one officer who fires a taser at Tyree after they pull him out of his car. Unclear if the taser hit Tyree, but this officer says, and you can hear this in the body camera, one of them prongs hit the B-A-S-T-A-R-D. Later, after Tyree ran away, he says to another officer, "I hope they stomp his blank." This sixth officer never arrived at the second location. The other five officers are charged with second-degree murder. Rarely talked about when the officers are talking to each other afterwards. One of the officers says, "He's on something. He was cutting through oncoming traffic." Another officer said, "He reached for Martin's gun. He slammed into the car, and it was on from there." This sixth officer is white. One of the mass shootings in California last week, the one committed by a 66-year-old man, murdered seven people at a mushroom farm. It was classified as workplace violence, and now we know the dispute, what it was over. A $100 bill. The murderer says he has remorse for what he did and says he has some type of mental illness. Oh, well, in that case. Lowe's, hopefully, finally figured out how to stop shoplifting. People are stealing so much stuff. Retailers reported a 26% increase in organized retail crime last year. 90% of retailers say they saw an increase in crime overall. Lowe's is now installing RFID chips into their power tools that are activated when you purchase them. So if you steal them, they don't work. Absolutely worthless. 64% of U.S. consumers, that's 166 million people, were living paycheck to paycheck at the end of last year. 8 million of those were earning more than $100,000 a year and living paycheck to paycheck. Seems like people need a break. Maybe this will happen to you. I've always wanted this to happen to me. Someone bought a chandelier from an antique store for $309, and now they're going to sell it at a Christie's auction. A similar chandelier recently sold for $9 million. I always use stories like these as an excuse to keep a garage full of junk. It'll be worth something someday, right? I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly. We'll be back with your message of the day next.
Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. I've been giving a lot of thought to the latest police crime in Memphis, Tennessee, and it's just inconceivable to me that five police officers would kill an unarmed man during a traffic stop. Rational thinkers have no explanation. A 29-year-old with no criminal record beaten to death by the cops. Now, the officers had to know the situation was spiraling out of control. They should have called for backup if they needed assistance detaining the man. How could they beat him like that, knowing what happened to the police officers in the death of George Floyd? So now six lives are ruined. The victim, who should be alive and living his life, and the five cops who will be incarcerated for decades. And for what? That's what I can't understand. The police had the man's car. They knew who he was. If need be, you let him flee and arrest him later. You don't beat him to death. Every sane person knows this. I'll analyze this terrible situation ongoing, but the key question is, what were the police officers thinking about? They had to know the man was getting severely hurt. Why didn't they stop? Now, the only way we're going to get answers to those questions is if the state of Tennessee does a thorough investigation. But that is the key thing. Why did they do this? I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. We got Anthony Macaro, Jupiter, Florida. Bill, you said Putin has to go, and you said Putin is basically crazy. So don't you think he will use a nuke? As I explained in great detail, Anthony, in order for Putin to launch a nuclear weapon, the military has to sign on to it, the Russian military. I doubt that will happen. Charles MacArthur, Hastings on Hudson, New York. Just curious, Bill, you feel Putin has tons of money and you can't understand why he's destroyed the world and not be happy with his wealth. Well, how about George Soros? Well, Soros hasn't destroyed himself. Soros is a hero in the progressive precincts for trying to bring down traditional America. There's a big difference. Putin is a villain, can't go anywhere. Soros, in many precincts, is a hero. Paula, Ukraine is the goods on Biden. This is the reason he is helping them. If he doesn't, they will expose him for the corruption that he has engaged in over the years. So Paula, with all due respect, if you could just give me a little backup on that, what Ukraine has on Biden, you just send it along. See, I would never say that unless I had something to back it up. Patty Cagle, Cameron Park, California. I'm appalled at what Biden's inflation and war on gas has done to our country. My husband and I live in Northern California. We just got notice the price of our PG&E bill is going up. We can serve as best we can, but we can't cut anywhere else. It's California, though. It's Biden and the crazy attack on fossil fuels, but California has laden the energy industry out there with so many taxes and regulations. You guys pay 30-40% more than the rest of the country. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 55 years ago today, communist soldiers launched a massive invasion into South Vietnam. The attack shocked the American public, who had been told for years we were slowly winning the war in Southeast Asia. Here is the story of the Tet Offensive. The Tet holiday is a celebration of the Lunar New Year. Previously, the date was used as an informal truce between South and North Vietnam. The communists believed a surprise attack would lead to overall victory. So on the morning of January 31st, 1968, the North Vietnamese Army targeted hundreds of cities, towns, and government buildings controlled by the Americans, including the U.S. Embassy in Saigon. Viet Cong soldiers who supported the North Vietnamese conducted house-to-house searches, arresting civil service, religious leaders, teachers, and other civilians, many times executing them. They also wreaked havoc in the countryside of South Vietnam, scaring the people there to death. In the end, Tet was a strategic failure for North Vietnam. More than 50,000 communists perished in the attack to gain control of the country. 7,000 South Vietnamese soldiers died, 216 Americans killed. Although the offensive was a military loss, the botched invasion was a massive propaganda victory. The offensive frayed the relationship between the South Vietnamese and the USA. And here at home, public opinion swayed against the Vietnam War. The brutal conflict dragged on for another 5 years. After a decade of fighting, the death count was 2 million civilians, 1 million North Vietnamese soldiers, 250,000 South Vietnamese troops, 60,000 Americans. And here's something else you might not know. Following Tet, many Americans realized for the first time the USA would likely lose the Vietnam War, and one of them was CBS anchor Walter Cronkite. Said Mr. Cronkite, quote, "We're now mired in a stalemate. The only rational way out will be to negotiate, not as victors, but as an honorable people who did the best they could," unquote. Back after this.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.